This is The Other Side of Potential Podcasts. I'm Dr. Sharon Spano, and each week I'll be exploring the many complexities of our world that often disrupt our ability to effectively lead ourselves and others. Join me in these provocative conversations with cutting-edge trailblazers as we navigate the art of high-impact leadership and how to move beyond the daily pressures of success to a place of radical abundance. And welcome to The Other Side of Potential. So what are we going to talk about today? I'm going to do a solo cast today because I've got some exciting news for you as we are doing some rebranding. And you know what I love about this podcast is it gives me an opportunity to kind of shift and morph things as we see the demand. But we're always focusing on really what is it that you might be considering as you think about your own personal developmental growth and how that's going to impact your capacity for greater professional success. Because as you know, if you've been listening to me or following me at all, the thing that I care most about is that integration between business, your own personal growth, as I said a moment ago, and then how it impacts your family. So we did some work. I hired the amazing Lindsay Hotmire to do some branding work for me, and she interviewed my clients, and we came up with a new approach that I'm going to share with you in part today. And we'll continue to unpack this, continue to bring elements of this to the podcast as I interview more and more high impact leaders. And then also within the programming that I offer, and it's going to really take the level of the developmental work that I do to greater depth, I believe. So first, let me talk about three of the main questions with the help of Lindsay come to realize are constantly coming up for me in my work with clients. And it seems to be, you know, as I've moved more and more out of the corporate environment, because as many of you know, I did a lot of work around North America in rather large, often Fortune 500 companies. But of late, and particularly since COVID, my work has kind of seemed to, again, morph into more individual work with individual high impact leaders. And we're now working on something that we're going to bring to you for groups that I think will be very beneficial as well. So stay tuned and listen for more about that. But what are the three questions? Well, the first one, and you may have heard me talk about it as the emptiness of success that really, really has become quite prevalent. And I think it's become quite prevalent because we're seeing more of you become high impact leaders, perhaps without even meaning to do so, just because of your success in digital marketing, or maybe you have an online platform or, you know, a store with, you know, a real hard product, not necessarily intellectual property, but a product that you sell. And while it may be providing you with a really nice and substantial income, it's also draining many of you because in order to keep that machine moving and producing, you know, it takes a lot of energy and a lot of work. So what's coming up in those conversations is that something is blocking my success and I don't know what it is. I've actually experienced that myself where I could almost literally feel myself hitting a wall, being hesitant in certain areas of my life and not really knowing what that was about for me. And again, we're framing it as the emptiness of success. And there's no shame in any of that. I think as business owners, as entrepreneurs, as high impact leaders, whatever your role is, we go through ups and downs and phases where we're really energized and, you know, have a great vision for what we want our business and our life to be about. And then things get more and more complex. And as many of you probably know, it's one thing to build a business to a million. It's a completely different thing to build it from a million to five. And then it becomes exponentially more challenging for us as we move into higher levels of leadership. So if you're feeling that something is blocking your success and you don't know why, you know, that's one of the things that I want you to listen in for, because I'll be addressing this in deeper ways as we move through this process. The second question is often around someone having a very dramatic shift in their life, some kind of a life transition. Certainly, we all went through that during the period of COVID, but it could be a divorce. It could be, you know, loss of a major client or just an overall business loss or some kind of a transition. Any kind of family disruption or trauma, you know, loss of a loved one. Many of you know that was certainly true for me when I lost my son, Michael, in 2008. These kinds of shifts often produce in us if you will, is a loss of purpose, even identity. And so we may need some help along the way. And most of my clients will admit to this, that they're kind of stuck in this identity crisis, if you will. And that's a big part of the work that I do here within my own company, Spano & Company, is we're looking at what does it mean to kind of re-identify who I am, you know, to reinvent who I am. And I want to just take a minute to push that out. We're not going to push all these out today. I'm really just laying out the questions. But if you're someone who's out there and you've had a dramatic shift like this, what I want you to realize is this is really part of the developmental path. You've probably heard me talk about, you know, dark nights of the soul and what we know when we're in those deepest, darkest periods of life, and certainly, you know, with all that's around us. And we've been talking about this on the show, the complexity of and instability of just our world in general, from an economic and geopolitical stance, that in and of itself can cause us to start to wonder, you know, who am I? What do I believe? You know, am I doing what I should be doing? You know, does it really matter? Does it really mean anything? That is kind of the second question that comes up, is the dramatic shift in life that causes me to question my sense of purpose and identity. And there's ways to work through that. And actually, it's kind of the good news, but they're often not moments in our life that we can handle alone. You know, we need someone to walk alongside us during these periods of time. And then the third question often is, I'm just feeling like everything's great. You know, my life is great. My marriage is great. My family's great. I'm making more money than I ever imagined, but I feel like there's something more. I just want to grow into something more. And that's also kind of a developmental shift opportunity, if you will. It means that there's a yearning to maybe peel back the onion a little bit and step into a more meaningful and purposeful life. But it's not necessarily attached, as I said earlier, to a dramatic shift, but maybe more just a desire for wanting something more. Maybe due to boredom, sometimes I hear that a lot as well. So these are kind of the three questions. And what Lindsay uncovered as she went through this process, and we had many, many conversations together to dive deeper, because while I'm very good at doing this for my own clients, I can't necessarily do it for myself, which is kind of the point I made earlier, is that we often need someone to walk alongside us. What she came up with is, you know, really, Dr. Spano, your work, part of the issue around my work is it often seems from a marketing perspective, from people out there like you listening and reading and watching what I do, that I do so many things. It's like, what does she really do? Well, in my world, they're all interconnected, because I've done leadership development throughout corporate America, you know, for over 30 years. And then that encompasses, it was sort of the umbrella for many other things that I did around communication and professional growth, and, you know, on it goes. So to me, they're all very connected. But we realized, and with the help of Lindsay, of course, that we didn't really have an umbrella for the work that I do, and that we needed to define that more clearly. And it was really joyful and enlightening for me to hear her say, you know, Dr. Spano, what you're really focusing on more now than ever is self-leadership. And I just really was overjoyed with that notion, because I just so believe that you cannot lead others if you're not really whole within yourself. Years ago, I used to call it whole life success, because I never have been one that believes we can separate our lives out, you know, work from personal. We're whole human beings, and we're living all of this all of the time, particularly many of you that are women in business who started up something as an online entrepreneur, digital marketer in the last several years. You are managing a lot of balls in the air as you're trying to work from home, handle kids, you know, spouses or significant others, whatever the case may be. So let me unpack this idea a little bit more of how we're defining self-leadership, because we really see it as an opportunity to not only define your own path, but to take charge of the actions and the emotions and your own development along this path. And I think this is really, really important in today's market, particularly with the onset of AI, where more and more people are proclaiming themselves as experts, and I'll talk more about that in another solo cast, but people now can just, with the help of AI, say they're anything. You know, everybody's a coach, a speaker, whatever. And I'm not saying that that's necessarily a bad thing, but I think we're moving into an era where we are losing a lot of authenticity. In order to stand out in the market and to really be what you want to be in the world and contribute in the way you want to contribute, and to be an effective leader for yourself, for your business, and for your own families, which is really my passion, you've really got to know who you are and market who you are from that perspective. And that's really what Lindsay has helped me see, is that even I was getting overwhelmed with all of the demands of marketing in today's world and social media. And she said, no, Dr. Sharon, we need to take it back. And people just need to experience you for who you are. So I'm actually, as I'm thinking about self-leadership, I'm actually living it myself. And that means, again, taking charge of one's own actions, making our own decisions, not following the crowd, having the ability to self-regulate our own emotions, which I get a lot of work come up around that with my clients. And it's usually in the context of a business or personal relationship that they're struggling with. And we have to do the work around that. And then it also has to do with operating without relying solely on external direction or motivation, meaning, you know, I really, again, have a clearly defined sense of purpose and my identity. And I know my strengths and weaknesses. That's another area that I spend a lot of time on with clients, is they're so quick to tell me their weaknesses, but the gift that I have, if I have any gift at all, is the ability to see people in their potential. Everything I've ever done in my career is around potential. That's why the show is named The Other Side of Potential, because not only are we talking about potential beyond just the ability to earn and attract wealth, but we're also talking about the ability to really look within, and going back to that idea of authenticity, and knowing, yes, that these are my strengths. And I don't have to be all things to all people, but I can use the strengths that I have and really own them, and own them in a way that is going to benefit, again, my business, myself, and allow me to be that high impact leader and influencer that I know I'm capable of being. So if we break down the components of self-leadership, a big piece of what we're talking about, let me recap it then, is self-awareness. That sounds so simple. And I know many people think of it as unnecessary navel-gazing, but actually it is absolutely imperative for you in order to be your most effective self, in order to live out your biggest life. So another big piece of the work is really teaching people how to self-witness. And that's what happens in my Potential Unleashed 12-week intensive, is I'm really taking people through a process that allows them to self-witness. Because you've heard me say before, if we're in first-person perspective, which most of us live there, we don't have the ability, we don't have the training to have the level of self-awareness that I'm alluding to. What we do is we react, let's say, for instance, in a meeting with a colleague or a client or an employee. And then after the fact, we think about it and we engage, really step into overwhelming shame and guilt about our behavior, but we don't necessarily know how to change that behavior. And I always say that with the first moment of awareness comes the opportunity for change. So learning how to witness in the moment allows us to see ourselves in a variety of situations so that we develop the self-awareness. And then eventually we don't even do those things anymore that bring us to guilt and shame, because the awareness creates the change. But you have to be able to go through a very clear process in order to affect that reality or that outcome. The second component of self-leadership, as we'll be unpacking this more, and one I find to be extremely challenging, it goes right along with the first one of self-awareness, is self-regulation, which I mentioned earlier. Self-regulation is very challenging if we're not feeling very grounded in our identity and who we are. So a big part of it is having clarity, having a clear mission statement, having clear values. Many of you do that for your businesses, but you don't necessarily do it for yourselves. And they may be one and the same depending on the nature of your business. But self-regulation comes from the freedom of knowing who you are and where you're going. And if there's any trauma in your background, which is another element that we have to unpack here, because I am seeing, and we actually did a show not too long ago on entrepreneurial trauma, I am seeing more and more high-achieving entrepreneurs who have been carrying an incredible amount of past trauma in their lives. And I'm now coming to the conclusion, based on what I've seen, that trauma can take us in one of two ways. It can take us in the direction of self-sabotaging behaviors, where we just really do things in often subconscious ways that cause us to wreak havoc on our lives. But it can also come from those of us, we kind of do a reversal response, which is to catapult into high achieving types of behaviors. The more I work with individuals in these ways, it's something that I see more and more of. When we get into the deeper issues of why I'm feeling or experiencing the emptiness of success, is often grounded in some level of trauma. And then the emotions are often difficult to regulate because I'm constantly being triggered throughout the day. So when we get to the root of that part of self, if you will, that is being triggered, then we can often move into self-regulation in ways that are not so difficult, but actually come quite natural. Then the third is resilience. And I really almost see that as an outcome of effective self-leadership, that, you know, part of what we talk about on the show often is hopefully giving you information that will help you seek out resources to move through some of these life transitions that I'm talking about, or even past trauma. Because when you can identify and really look at the path that you've been on, where you've been, and how it's impacting your current way of being, you then can move into a new way of being that includes greater resilience. A lot of you are natural survivors and you're naturally resilient. But again, what I run into most often are very high impact leaders who do not give themselves credit for their own resilience. And so that's where I come in as like a mirror, if you will, or any coach or therapist that you might be working with or business coach should be able to mirror for you what those strengths are, to include your own level of resilience and how you specifically and uniquely lean into that for your own benefit and the benefit of the rest of your life. And then the fourth one is just initiative. I really don't think that self-leadership in the context of initiative can really ever be fully present in another human being without these other components that we've talked about. And that's why many of you are experiencing burnout, because you have somewhere along the way. And that's why many of you may be experiencing a high level of burnout, because somewhere along the way, you've lost, you know, track or your focus, or you're so busy comparing and trying to keep up, you know, the initiative, the vision, none of that is there for you at this particular time. What I want to do, though, is encourage you, as we get deeper into what it means to embody self-leadership, to think about that whatever stage you're in, whatever your experience in your personal or professional life, each and every moment, as I say at the end of the show, nearly every week, is intended to be an opportunity for growth and intended to be an opportunity for you to realize the other side of potential. And so we'll continue to bring you resources, information, cutting edge interviews with other high impact leaders and those that serve them to help you along this path. And as I always say, I mean, it is just so important right now, because the world is truly, truly in a state of collective trauma. And we seem to be moving into it in deeper and more profound ways. There's not much that we can do about a lot of what's happening in our world. But what we can do as individual leaders is impact the world around us. Everything from the people we do business with, to the people that work for us, to our own families. That's where we can have the most impact. And I don't ever want you to underestimate the power of that, because each and every interaction that we have has a rippling effect on someone. And that has another rippling effect. So it can go on and on and on. I mean, that's what collective consciousness is. It's an opportunity to create a rippling effect in a positive way rather than in a negative way. So we want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. So I want to encourage you to stay tuned. I intend to do more of these solo casts, and we are researching and looking again for greater opportunities to bring you more information in this realm of self-leadership and some of the components that I've talked about. And if any of those three questions that I spoke of, if you're feeling like you're blocking or you're being blocked in your own success and you're not sure why, if you've had a dramatic life transition, or if you just simply feel like something is not where it should be, and there's an opportunity for you to grow into something bigger, please feel free to reach out to me at Sharon@SharonSpano.com. And we will have in the show notes also an opportunity to book a discovery call with me on my calendar if you're so inclined. And then to recap, here are just some key aspects of what I have talked about in this context. How very important it is to develop self-awareness so that you understand your strengths, your weaknesses, your values, and your goals. Because if you don't know that, you can't expect the people that you do business with, or your employees, or anyone on your team, or even anyone in your family to fully appreciate that in you and respond to it in ways that are meaningful and productive. Also, the importance of aligning your behaviors and your decisions with all of these aspects of self-leadership within yourself. And then to set clear goals and objectives and priorities that are attached or linked to all of that. I mean, that is the bigger part of strategy. And the challenge with strategy today, as many of you know, is I think for most of us, you know, the time of the five-year strategy is kind of a moot point. I mean, we can certainly go through that process and hope that it's steering us in the right direction. But more importantly, in today's disruptive environment, we need to be able to pivot and adapt to change on a moment's notice. And if we didn't learn that in COVID, I don't know where we did. And then finally, persevering, that resilience, persevering in the face of challenges, whatever they may be. So again, this is Dr. Sharon Spano challenging you, as I always do, to take a deep dive in the interior of your soul, your internal territory, if you will, and just ask yourself, what might be missing? What strengths do you have to perhaps fill that gap? And to also acknowledge that in order to live your biggest life, if you do need some outside support, you know, really seek the resources that you need in order to get you there. Until next week, continue to live your biggest life, and we'll continue to bring you the best and possible resources that we can to help you get there. God bless. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Other Side of Potential podcast. I'd appreciate your leaving a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform so that we can continue to bring you cutting edge information and resources. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend or colleague. And if you'd like to reach out to me personally to discover how I can help you uncover what might be holding you back from being a better leader for yourself, your business, and your family, please go to SharonSpano.com to schedule a complimentary consultation.